This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's the DJV Health Program. Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken Kronhaus here, straight from the inside, the inner workings of his clinic, Lake Cardiology down in Mondura, Florida. Ken is a noted cardiologist, one of the best in the country. He has a great way of looking. He's a research scientist as well, does a lot of research with the patients. And we'll get to that because there's a – as a matter of fact, let's start with that. One of the things that you got me onto, and maybe I got you, I've forgotten how the EECP got started. I know somebody recommended, you and I talked about it, enhanced external counterpulsation. So if let's, because not a lot of people know, even though you've been doing it for a number of years at your clinic, what it is and how it's connected to COVID. But first, an explanation, Ken, I think, of what EECP, because it really, I think it did a lot of good. For me, you remember I had a valve, it was a, I forget what the exact problem was, but you said it was pretty much taken care of by my EECP involvement. But now there's a twist on it with COVID.
Absolutely. There's some breaking medical news at the top of many of the medical news websites this week about enhanced external counterpulsation, which is fondly referred to as EECP. But let me just explain what first, before we talk about its association with COVID-19, which is what the news is, but let's first talk, because I am sure that people don't know many what EECP is. It's this little available procedure, but yes, the Mayo Clinic and the Cleveland Clinic provide it, but it unfortunately is not on every corner in America. But it may be after the news that came out this morning. Enhanced external counterpulsation is a wonderful, proven, insurance-covered method under certain medically indicated conditions, and I'll go over that. It involves no needles, no cutting, no medication, and it stimulates the heart to grow new blood vessels. It stimulates many different places of the body to grow new blood vessels. And again, it involves no needles, no cutting, and no added medication. It's all mechanical.
So as an example, why don't you tell people why you got me doing it? Maybe that makes it, because when you're talking about it sort of rebuilds things in the heart that you wouldn't think something like that would do. But I'm always open as a guinea pig. You don't have to worry about HIPAA with me. Tell everybody what was going on with me and why the EECP seemed to work.
It's approved by insurers for the heart when the circulation is obstructed and we can't either open it by balloon angioplasty with or without stenting or by open heart surgery bypass. And some of the insurers also add that there's no additional medical options that are available. Circulation problems in the heart can be treated by four different ways: drugs, angioplasty, bypass surgery, and the fourth one is this EECP, enhanced external counterpulsation. And Doug had a situation of circulation blockage in his heart. He had a small area on stress test that wasn't getting enough blood flow, and he was having some symptom related to it. And he had his issue in the microscopic vessels, because there are these big tree trunks that sit on top of the heart, but there's another level of complexity to the circulation of the heart. It's called the microvessels or the small vessels. This is a microscopic Weber mesh that comes off the big vessels that sit on top of the heart and then go into the thickness of the heart as a microscopic Weber mesh. You can't see it with the naked eye. So if you can't see, you certainly can't angioplasty it. You certainly can't bypass it. And there Doug's blood pressure was so good we couldn't add any medications to it, or he'd be on the floor. Some people might want to put him on the floor. I don't want to. But we didn't, so we didn't give him medications. So the fourth option is this EECP, mechanical way to stimulate the heart to grow new blood vessels, no needles, no cutting. And since he had no other options, it was covered by his insurance, and it requires 35 one-hour treatments. And I tell people to think of it like going to the gym, because an hour of EECP is equivalent to a two-mile jog. And this miraculously stimulates the heart to grow new blood vessels. When I first heard about this, I thought it was snake oil. In fact, one of the local chiefs of a hospital came by my office. You know, he knew I knew how to read the medical literature. And he asked me, Dr. Jim asked me and said to Dr. Ken, do we have a quack in the neighborhood who wants to do this procedure, or is this a legitimate? And this was about 1998, and I had not even heard about this. And I researched the literature, and I discovered that there was a nationwide multi-center study going on, and that this doctor on a local level had just jumped a little too early based on some preliminary work. The double-blinded multi-center study, the blinded multi-center study had not yet been completed. The results were not published. This is called the MUST EECP study. Make a long story short, the results were good. It was published in July of 1999. Medicare started to cover this procedure, and the rest is history. And we have been so successfully using this procedure to create a natural bypass in patients who are not candidates for any other treatment for their circulation blockages. And we provide amazingly effective results. This works anywhere between 80% to 90% of the time.
Did I bring this to you? It seemed to me that I remember we talked about it and you didn't really know. You weren't sure.
No,
Or did you know at the time?
Not on this one. This one was brought to me literally by the chief of staff of a local hospital, because one of the doctors in town wanted to do this in 1998, started to do it, and he came by my office and literally asked me, said, Ken, do we have a quack in town? I want you to review this procedure and report to me. That's how I discovered it. And this was 1998. And I came back to him and said that the multi-center study has not been completed yet. And I said, Dr. Jim, if this turns out to be safe and effective, I'm going to be doing this, but I think we should just wait till this study is completed. And the rest is history. We started doing this in August of 2000. And have never stopped. And most humbly, I've published in this area. We made a discovery that this is an effective treatment for microvascular angina, the small vessels of the heart. Published that with a Dr. Lawson, the head of cardiology at that time at Stony Brook in New York, very high level in the American College of Cardiology, a master in that organization.
All right, folks. Time for us to think about your heart in a different way. Ken is the cardiologist, and Ken is up on what's going on. Calitrin and all things that are like it, actually there's nothing like it, but all of the work that you do to lose weight and keep it off is going to benefit your heart. It's an extraordinary thing. That heart of yours, how hard it works, you depend on it, and, you know, things keep working and it keeps going because you take care of it. And one of the ways to take care of it is get rid of the excess weight. Very important to not have excess weight. You know what your body mass is, the index, the BMI. And if you have a waist that's, you know, you can tell. Probably you don't have to do any of this. You know when you're overweight and you're not healthy. You're having a hard time breathing. And who knows what else is going on. So let's do everybody in your life a favor. And you yourself as well. Let's lose the weight. Get rid of it. That's the problem. Keeps you from being 100% healthy, and then when you've lost the weight, you got to keep it off. So lose it, number one. Two, keep it off, number two. Calitrin is the ideal way to do that. The super, super smart people that put together this very simple formula and just the right ingredients and the right measure, collagen, protein, digestive enzymes, aloe vera, all things that repair and rebuild your body so you have lean muscle in place of the fat that you lost, and that's what keeps the weight off. Great formula, great information. Go to toploss.com. Do yourself a favor. Understand what safe weight loss is all about and get the radio special, the DJV special, when you order at toploss.com. All you have to do is put DJV in when you're checking out. Not to pay for any of the shipping, and you'll get the easy pay plan if that's what you'd like. Take advantage of them and the help they offer you in losing weight, but more importantly, keeping it off. Buy three now, get three free with the DJV code at toploss.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through their site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Discover the all-new 2022 Subaru Forester Wilderness, the second member of the Subaru Wilderness family. Featuring 9.2 inches of ground clearance, standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, and all-terrain tires for increased off-road capability, plus a design that's bold and protective at the same time. The Forester Wilderness unlocks a whole new level of adventure. Discover more at Subaru.com/wilderness.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Back now with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. So we've connected the dots when it came to EECP and explaining how it is so good for so many different things. You should consult your cardiologist if you're, you know, he should know by doing the work on you whether you have those problems and they can be enhanced by using EECP. But now we have this connection to long COVID. What is that, Ken? How does that work?
Well, long COVID, which is not yet fully defined, but what most people use to define it, because again, this is an evolving new illness, is when there are symptoms of COVID that last beyond a month. And unfortunately, up to 50% of people in various studies do have symptoms of COVID beyond a month. We're talking about fatigue, shortness of breath, chest pain, a brain fog. And what's been discovered is that this EECP, enhanced external counterpulsation, is very effective. This is a study that was reported at the American College of Cardiology Cardiovascular Summit this week. It's 33 patients, some with coronary disease, some without coronary disease, and all of them, their symptoms improve. This is very exciting. It just means we need a bigger study that's controlled, and we're going to be able to hopefully use this as an effective treatment because there isn't a good one yet.
All right, moving on. In a few moments, we're going to talk with Ken about some of the numbers that have become more prominent in the discussion of COVID and a benefit from the vaccines that you may not have known about. Ken will give us all that info and much more as we continue here on DJV Health.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Dr. Ken Kronos with Doug Steffen on DJV Health. Dr. Ken runs Lake Cardiology down in Montura, Florida. He is an eminent cardiologist. You're talking about some of the other people that lead in the cardiological world. He's one of them, has won various awards as a facilitator. Got a lot of great advice. So if you feel, as you listen to him, that you could benefit from having some time with him, by all means, call his office, 352-735-1400 to schedule an appointment. Pretty easy. You can go to the office if you're close by or you want to go there, or you can do it on the Zoom call. Again, the connection to make the appointment is 352-735-1400 for Dr. Ken. All right, when it comes to numbers now, the number of people who are dying, see, there's this sort of argument because there are a lot of people who think, experts who think that the numbers have been overcooked because of the awards, I guess that's the bounty that was placed by the government on all COVID deaths. Hospitals got $2,000 for each one. So do we believe these numbers that more than a million people died in excess of what normally would be the case if we didn't have COVID, right? Let's say too many people a year die. So according to these numbers, 3 million people died. A million of them were COVID. You buying that?
I don't know many other experts than yourself who are questioning the numbers right at these days. Early on, there was some questioning, but I think that things have pretty much tacked down and people have been warned and hospitals have been warned that they better make the count right. And early on there was this question about people getting extra money for doing it. But boy, let me tell you, this stuff is watched so carefully. And unless the management of a hospital wants to wear stripes for about 10, 20 years, they're just not. It's just not worth it to them to do this. And you're laughing, but this happens, you know. Hospital administrators sadly go to jail for things like this. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I think that unless you have evidence that that's happening, I would be very careful about saying that. Because I'm not hearing – early on, I was hearing some of the so-called experts question that, but – what they're questioning right now is there's a lot of questioning going on. Even the people at Hopkins who established this dashboard initially, which quotes the number of deaths, there's some experts at Hopkins questioning some things. And right now they're not questioning the number of the reports. And that's why, in fact, this is so interesting and sad that there's a report that, in fact, whether you believe it's COVID or not, there's clearly more than a million people in the last 2 years who died in America that shouldn't have died. And it seems like much of it is COVID, but it's not all COVID. And there's just a lot of unexpected death. And the feeling is that so many people, and there's another report that substantiates this from the University of Michigan, this survey, there's just so many people, at least a third of people, have put off health care, dental care, medical care, and that what should have been prevented, heart disease, cancer especially, has not been. So there's been excess COVID deaths, there's been excess deaths from cancers and heart disease, and this is just very sad. You know, it's been estimated that 3 out of 1,000 Americans, Doug, have already died from COVID.
And we still are giving the Chinese government a pass, which is more of, as much of an outrage as any of the other things that are attached to this, how it affected our lives, how it's ruined businesses. It's just, it's incredible for me when I look at this to think that people are just giving the Chinese government a pass. It's outrageous. It's disgusting. Makes me sick. Not literally, because I'm a pretty healthy guy, thanks to you and all of your advice. We'll continue with Dr. Ken and the vaccine, using these vaccines, having gotten the shot. What else does it do for your body? We'll find out about that right after a pause from your local stations at the bottom of the hour on DJV Health.
I heard the call to serve, so I answered. I earned a title and discovered my purpose. I found belonging, an unbreakable bond with my fellow Marines. We fought to overcome adversity together in defense of our nation and its people. I've lived a full life, rich with meaning. And even though I no longer wear the uniform, I am still a Marine. My service has come full circle. I will always look after those around me. I will always uplift and support my country and my community. Because that is the promise I made. That is what it means to be a Marine. Semper Fidelis. Always faithful. Always Marine.
Getting a new ride is fun. Shopping online for a new car, not so much. Stop doing the same car search over and over again on multiple sites and try Autotempest.com. See all the cars with one easy search. Our powerful search engine scours all the top car shopping sites, giving you instant results so you can easily browse all the listings with one search. Whether a dream ride, a family hauler, or a work truck, let us help you find your next ride. Autotempest.com. All the cars, one search. Why should you trust Brembo Brakes? Because 60 years of racing, testing, braking, and bettering. Because dogs in the road, indecisive squirrels, and that kid chasing the lost ball. Because tiny humans in the back seat and blind turns in front of you. Because every car should be equipped with the same kind of performance, safety, and comfort that manufacturers and professional drivers trust every day. Visit buybrembo.com and learn more about the most trusted brakes in braking.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Group of Seven, or G7, is prepared for serious dialogue with Russia over the Ukraine crisis. After Western countries and NATO accused Moscow of trying to create a pretext for an invasion with an escalation of violence in Ukraine's conflict with Russian-backed separatists in the eastern part of the country. The separatists have been battling the Ukraine government since 2014. The Senate voted 65-27 on Thursday to pass a stopgap measure to avoid a government shutdown. Government funding was set to expire Friday. Thursday's resolution extends funding through March 11th while Congress works on the details of a full-year spending package. Vice President Kamala Harris is in Germany for the next couple of days. White House spokesperson Jen Psaki from the lectern.
To attend the February 18th to 20th Munich Security Conference. She will build on the president's and the national security team's intensive engagement with European allies and partners.
USA Radio News.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball. I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The John Durham Special Counsel investigation is going through testimony and discovery, and Mr. Durham is filing his findings in federal court. This is a facts-based investigation and why it is taking so long. The facts are showing a true insurrection against the President of the United States and a direct attack on our democracy like never seen before in this country. Congressman Andy Biggs, the Republican from Arizona, was on One America News Thursday and said John Durham needs the long arm of the law to start dropping those involved for the sake of our country.
Well, I mean, this all gets back to what I call the Clinton criminal cartel, their family, their campaign. And there, you look at the lineage of it, it's the same people, you know, Perkins Coie Law Firm, Mark Elias, all these guys in the same line that gave us the corrupt Russian dossier hoax. And what you have here is a coup attempt. There was an effort to plant evidence on Trump. There was an effort to spy on him. And we're talking real espionage. We're not talking about, you know, people getting together in a bar and talking, whispering secrets. We're talking about planting evidence. That's espionage at the highest level, and Durham's got to prosecute that stuff. Well, I look at it and I say, you got a big conspiracy going on here. And I would suggest that the intelligence community was either, missing in action or they were complicit here. But we, you know, what Durham's doing is he's pulling apart the threads of this tapestry of a conspiracy of a true insurrection, Christina, true insurrection. And we've got to get to the bottom of that.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Dr. Ken Kronos with Doug Steffen. Hi. The vaccines that we've taken, the mRNA vaccine versus the Johnson & Johnson. We got Pfizer, you got Moderna. They were the ones that apparently a lot of the work had been done. I think we talked about that. When people say, well, can you get this approved so quickly? Well, a lot of the research had been done in other areas. So now, what's the latest on how having the vaccines can help you in addition to hopefully keeping COVID in check? What else?
Yes, there's some good unexpected news that's come out of COVID. The technology that has been used by Moderna and Pfizer to make their vaccine, this mRNA technology, unexpectedly has had extra benefits. And one of the reported ones this week out of Science Advances is in broken bones, fractures. It seems like this technology produces substances that actually boost bone regeneration. And in the future, in some complex fractures, may be added substances that are made out of this technology to the healing process and help people heal bad breaks in their bones. And just some unexpected, wonderful news. And I expect from head to toe, using this new technology, there's going to be new vaccines available and new therapies available. And we haven't even yet imagine the possibilities in the next few years.
So would this be something that you would be given to help keep your bones strong? Or is this, if you just take the vaccine, is it likely to, I'm thinking the demonstration, this might be some woman who falls down or a man breaks his hip or breaks his leg or breaks his arm because their bones are old, they're old people and the bones are brittle. Could this change that reality with folks like that in that way?
Well, the study that is reported here is not in the indications that you are thinking about, but mm-hmm. I would imagine that there are people trying to figure out ways to use this technology indefinitely in the ways that you're hypothesizing. But in the study reported, it's in the area after you fracture and you have a complex fracture and you need some additional boost getting those bones back together. That's how this technology was used. But again, it's going to be in probably tried in all the ways you're thinking about.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Let's see another COVID-19. We can't escape. A lot of mask mandates are coming down. You notice that? And where they were, I know here in Massachusetts, they're coming down. Well, where it was opinion, in Washington yesterday, coming down. Go ahead.
Yes. My opinion is that this COVID is going to be in some form around with us for a long time, and we have to learn how to get our lives back. And at this point, if you want to wear a mask, wear one. If you don't want to wear a mask, don't be cognitively lazy. Figure out for yourself by doing your own research what you need to do to protect yourself and your family, and then do it. I am totally against mandates, but I'm against mandating people make up their own mind and decide, do you want to wear a mask? Then wear it. Don't make anyone feel uncomfortable who wants to wear it. If you don't want to wear it, you should have the right not to wear it. That's my humble opinion, and hopefully I won't get silenced for giving my humble opinion.
Not by me, and I'm the arbiter here. Let's go on to the procedures that have been rescheduled or not, depending on the healthcare provider, I guess, because of the COVID thing over the past couple of years. We sort of had a hiatus and people went back to getting elective surgery. So where is all that now?
Well, right now, most hospitals are proceeding with most elective procedures. And there was a time when the hospitals were unable to do any elective procedures and the hospitals were delaying it. But I think at this point, for most, if the procedure is not getting performed, either the preventive diagnostic or the therapeutic procedure, it's because the patient is putting it off. And that's what I'm urging people to do, is to stop putting these things off. I think it is okay. You can go back, especially if you're vaccinated and you shouldn't be concerned at all, because putting these things off is just going to create unnecessary problems medically, and I think it's time for people to get back on schedule with their prevention.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah, I do too, as far as that's concerned. Now, another fallout from COVID seems to be that those who have had it and survived are at a higher risk for mental health problems. Is that because they're worried? Is there something that has come as a result of the chemical combinations that COVID presents in one system that affects your mind? Or is this just stuff that's ancillary because people's lives have been turned upside down?
Well, I don't think we really understand all of the causes. I think there's an observation this week reported in the British Medical Journal that COVID-19 survivors, they have a higher risk for mental health problems up to a year later. We're talking about anxiety, depression. We're talking about addiction issues, using too much alcohol, using drugs that they shouldn't be using, even suicide. And why this is, part of it is disruptions in our lives because of COVID, but part of it is probably the effects of the virus. The virus affects the endothelium, the inner lining to the circulation. So that's why it has head to toe effects. And I would imagine that it's directly affecting the circulation to the brain and probably even the brain itself, because we know there are effects to the brain. Not the current variants, but especially the original variant where people were losing their sense of taste and smell, and with some of the later variants, but the most recent variant, we're not seeing that. But that loss of taste and smell was from the virus affecting the brain.
Wow. Pretty amazing, isn't it, how this all, again, back to cause and effect and how many people's lives have been disrupted by this. So there's a study here about mothers who are vaccinated against COVID when they were pregnant, what that does to the children. My daughter-in-law, as she was pregnant with our new grandson, Jasper, she got all of her vaccinations. And so the baby seems to be fine. And so this is, let's put the pieces together here. Are we recommending that mothers who are pregnant get the shots, or you should have the shots before you try to get pregnant? What's the routine?
Well, very importantly, it is for a pregnant woman high risk for getting severe COVID and getting in the hospital and not surviving it. So if you're thinking about getting pregnant, my female audience, please get vaccinated before you get pregnant. And then the news, as Doug was suggesting from the CDC this week, is that moms who are vaccinated, their kids have much reduced risk of ever ending up in the hospital. I think Jasper is consistent with this study.
Yep, he's a hot ticket, I'll tell you that. All right, so that's that story. Continuing on, with a focus on age, teenagers, who's getting the booster, what do we need to know as we sort of relax but don't relax? I think that's what Ken is saying, you know, don't put your guard down. Be smart about it. We'll get to that in a matter of moments here with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Do you have a problem getting a good night's rest? If you are in that league with so many other Americans who are not comfortable when they sleep, they're not even sure what they should be wearing to bed, how many blankets do you have on, do you do, it just goes from top to bottom. So you can look at the catalog that comes from MyPillow and see the suggestions that come from the folks at MyPillow as to completely doing your sleep system over. They're offering great benefits in terms of prices for mattresses, for mattress toppers, for the sheets, for the pillows, all of them together. You want to check this out. And when you do check it out and decide to order them, use the promo code DJV on checkout, and you get the 30% off on the Coil mattress, for example. You get one in terms of the sheets. You get one set at the regular price. Another set comes to you free. As a matter of fact, you get a free set when you order the mattress. Kind of cool. And you get a couple of pillows as well. It's a fabulous offer, and you can save 30% on it right now at MyPillow.com. Look over all the products. But satisfy yourself that you're doing the right thing. The right thing is to get a good night's rest. The wrong thing is not to. If you're not getting a good night's rest, not dealing with it. Check out all the reasons and all the great benefits of using MyPillow products. Go to MyPillow.com. When you check out, use the discount code DJV for the 30 to 65% off on all the things there and for free shipping as well. That's DJV at MyPillow.com.
Before Bamboo HR, I feel like crying just thinking about it.
We were still handling everything via paper, and we literally had paper stack.
It was all spreadsheets and, like, folders.
From the moment I started using it, I felt calmer.
As soon as we started using the Bamboo, like, onboarding checklist, I mean, it was extremely easy.
Headcount, turnover, years of service. Like, there's just so many different reports that I use at different points in time.
I'm, like, totally set free to focus on the people, to focus on development, to focus on team dynamics.
It's freeing me up to do more of the stuff that actually matters in HR, which is interacting with people, learning from them, and then building stuff for them.
Everything is in this one place. I can't even imagine what it would be like without Bamboo HR.
We're Bamboo HR, and we'd love to set you free to do great work.
come try our award-winning all-in-one HR software for free with no strings attached. Visit bamboohr.com/demo for this free trial offer. That's bamboohr.com/demo.
If you have a chronic or recurring infection, getting accurate identification of the bacteria or fungus would determine if your doctor prescribes the correct antibiotic. To treat infections, doctors often use lab cultures to help determine what antibiotic to use. But this 150-year-old technology can miss many infecting bacteria and fungi. One company offering a solution to this is MicroGen DX. By using its next-generation DNA sequencing, patients are given new hope to find the cause of their infection. MicroGen DX's DNA sequencing is used to detect microbes that are often missed in lab cultures, providing a patient's physician a more comprehensive report and enabling appropriate and optimized therapy. MicroGen DX provides results for diagnoses related to infections of the urinary tract, prostate, hip and knee, wound, sinus, lung, and more. The benefits of using DNA sequencing over traditional culture are accuracy, affordability, and speed. Visit www.microgendx.com for more information to give your doctor to help cure your infection and possibly save your life.
Back with Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on this week's DJB Health. The FDA has expanded the Pfizer booster for more the 12 to 15-year-olds. Are these things being done in schools? Is there any contemplation, like where you are in Florida? I know a lot of the schools around here, especially private schools, have mandated that the children, the students, have their second and third shots, and they're providing the shots at the school. Some parents have objected, but you know what? If the school says, private school says, this is the rule, if you don't like it, take your kid out. There are a lot of youngsters that age who have weakened immune systems. You know what it's like when you go to school and you're a teenager. If you're in a boarding school, you don't get enough sleep. There are all these, you know, stuff going on. And so the kids are tired and they are vulnerable. So I'm interested in, there was some data from Israel actually, Ken. 6,300 12 to 15 year olds showed there were no safety issues among the youngsters for the third dose. So where do you come down on all of this? Anything
well,
new here?
Well, where I come down on all of this is just hoping that people will make up their mind that there won't be mandates, but they'll realize what's best for them and their family and then do what's best. I can tell you for myself, I decided to get triple vaxxed, and I've been triple vaxxed. I was eligible for the earliest Pfizer vaccine, so I just continued to have the Pfizer vaccine and have been triple vaxxed. What the recommendation currently is that everyone 5 years of age and older is now eligible to get a COVID-19 vaccine, and everyone age 12 and older is eligible for a booster shot. About 65% of the population has been fully vaccinated, and I think we're at a point where, you know, I don't want to get into the vaccine debates. We're just not going to convince anybody much to get vaccinated if they haven't been
right.
vaccinated.
You're in it or you're not at this point. Yeah.
Right. And yeah. So I think at this point, you know, just use your best common sense. And I think getting into that battle is just not to anybody's benefit.
Well, as we've noticed, the work has been done in Israel. We were just talking about that a little bit in South Africa. They have pretty much eliminated all the COVID restrictions down there because Omicron is pretty much gone. It came, like you said, fast and went fast. And so,
well,
you know, it's time.
What's gone is the rate and the hospitalizations are down. But unfortunately, the deaths are slowly coming down. But I'm hoping by April 1st that this is all and everything is down. The deaths are a lagging indicator.
Mm-hmm. All right, coming up next, questions for Dr. Ken here on the DJV Health Program. It's now 10 before the hour.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets.
tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's 53 past the hour now, time for Dr. Ken to answer some of your questions, some commonly asked questions. And one of the things on people's minds more than anything else, this doping thing that's gone on at the Olympics with this 15-year-old skater who apparently was on L-carnitine, hypoxin, and let's see if I can pronounce this, trimethazine. Why the hell do doctors make these, you know, the pharmaceutical companies get simple names? Trimetazidine, I think. All right. Well, you know what I'm talking about anyway. So the combination of these things have been found in her system. I think I've taken L-carnitine over the years because I knew that it was good for getting the oxygen around your system, especially your heart. I guess hypoxin does the same thing. So what do we know about this other thing? As a cardiologist, I'm sure you know how to pronounce this and also what it does.
Well, this is a drug which is not authorized in America to be used to help prevent angina. And this drug, trimetazine, and I tell you, I know that she tested positive for it. I don't really know enough about this drug, and I think that even the Olympic judges are still out on this, and I think we just have to stay tuned because I think people are not yet sure what to do about this, whether this is really needed for a physical ailment. But, you know, I don't think we have enough yet to judge her.
She has no physical element. She has no physical maladies at all. This was obviously
taken. We know that for sure?
Yeah, we
do know that for sure?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
You're ahead of me on this.
All right. So, but the fact that you just said something that I didn't know, that this drug was not, I'd never heard of it before, but not authorized for use in the United States, must
correct.
Be authorized for use in Russia. That's where it came from. So correct. why would it not, I guess the question here is, why would it not be used or approved in America and approved in Russia?
You'll have to talk to the Russia FDA. You know, apparently the FDA feels...
Do they even have one?
I'm being a little lighthearted here. I don't want to add to any of the more stress that's already between our two wonderful nations. Apparently our FDA has chosen that it's not safe and effective, and you'll have to ask the Russian equivalent because they've decided that it is. And why there's a difference of opinion, we'll have to hear their side.
Yeah. All right, let's see here. Intolerance to cholesterol-lowering drugs, i.e. statins. This is a question I've had for you since you put me on a statin a year and a half ago. I still wonder because I still hear things that bother me, even though I've stuck with the routine to a point that I have lowered my bad cholesterol. I don't know. We'll see what the numbers are when I have my visit with you next month. This information that I see here suggests that you shouldn't worry about statins. Well, you've been saying that. You've been one of the foremost proponents of statins for a long, long time, right? I think you said to me once, everybody ought to be on a statin.
No, I didn't say that. Please don't quote me incorrectly. And I don't think I'm one of the foremost, but I think that, you know, mainstream cardiologists realize this is one of the best tools in our tool bag if you have plaque in the circulation. And we don't think everybody, it should be in the water, but, it depends on the individual. These decisions need to be individualized, whether the risks and benefits outweigh the benefits outweigh the risks. But you illustrated exactly one of the problems with using statins. You know, you heard it, you start believing it. And this is a study of millions of people, multiple studies, studying whether people actually get direct effects from the statins that are adverse effects. And the conclusion is multi-million patient studies that most people who go off statins, and in some studies up to one out of two people, they're prescribed and they stop them. And usually it's not because they get physical issues. It's because they hear things like you just said, and then they convince themselves that it must be causing whatever's going on, and then they stop it. And that's what they discovered in this study.
Like the cramps that they keep complaining about.
Right. And actually only about 5 to 10% of people have true adverse effects from them and stop them. Unlike the 1 in 2 in some studies that stop it because they hear things like you and then they convince themselves that whatever's going on in their life is the statin, they stop it. Statin, used appropriately, will keep you on planet Earth longer, preventing heart attacks and strokes.
All right, I'm going right down right now and take today's capsule that has the cholesterol-lowering drug statin in it so that I can keep myself on planet Earth for a little while longer to hassle with you when we get together here on Questions for Dr. Ken. Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour on the DJV Health Program.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.